mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the 10th day of February, 2009. We've got 2 hours left in this transmission. Larry Pratt, the Director of Governors of America, is coming up in the next segment. In the news I have here today, the Senate has passed the, quote, stimulus package. It's really a total federalization, an expansion of federalization. Just in the health care area alone, and they have the subsections here, I can't read this multi-thousand page bill. It's changing every day. This is the version they passed. Ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan. Bloomberg Financial News. And it says if you're above the age of 55, you're going to have health care rationed. It takes over the health care doctors can give. It allows the government to set what health care you're allowed to get. And it admits that it is the British model. It is the British model of rationing health care. So I'm going to go back over this a little bit later in the show. We have the Newsweek cover story. We are all socialists now. And this is a lie. Socialism is always engineered by the big private central banks so that they can expand the size of government to take over the economy and then get everybody on the government dole where they control society and then they can play games with controlling education, controlling health care, controlling the society. This is a government-run system controlled and owned by private interests that then take the money offshore. Just amazing. So there is the Newsweek cover. Somebody needs to go out and buy that cover. We need to actually physically have that Newsweek cover for ourselves. So we are all socialists now. I'm going to go over this story after Larry Pratt is on with us. Also, I want to get into a story Kurt Nimmo did yesterday. We first broke this Sunday on whitehouse.gov. They are announcing what we've been warning you about for years. Administration after administration has been quietly setting this up to have tens of thousands of preachers, prominent ones, and the heads of the major denominations and faiths working for the government and preparing and selling the public on, well, they say gun control, open borders, quote, fighting climate change. This is all in there. Continuing here, on February 6th, the blog section of the White House website announced a recent executive order signed by Obama establishing the new White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. Instead of driving us apart, our very beliefs can bring us together, Obama said February 5th during the National Prayer Breakfast, E Pluribus Unum. In other words, the blog declared. Whether it's concerning groups that are training people for new jobs or figuring out the role of faith-based organizations, that's another bill with the FEMA camps, preachers will be running it, in combating global climate change, the office creates those partnerships in ways that's responsible, constitutional. This is not constitutional to have the feds in control of your local churches and money, separation of church and state. And bottom line, helps those in need, said Joshua Du Bois, a Pentecostal pastor, social activist, and former campaign religious outreach director, was appointed to lead Obama's faith-based initiative. Now, remember, the Democrats were all against Bush with tens of billions of dollars to buy off and control the churches. Then we found out what that was, clergy response teams, to go out and tell the public to go along with gun confiscations, going into the FEMA camps, forced inoculations. That's in the bill. Now, it's in the new bill. Now, this is just past regulations, but now it's in the new bill to build all the new FEMA camps, already built some, and have the faith-based organizations and local police all merged into that. So we'll be getting into this report a little bit more as well after Larry Pratt leaves us after about 30 minutes, getting into this massive group of the most hardcore gun control, victim disarmament legislation ever seen in the history of the United States. So that is coming up as well after the break. And your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For those that don't know, hundreds of publications the last 3 months, Newsweek, Time Magazine, the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times of London, the Times of London, the London Guardian, hundreds have announced that there is a world government, that it's the only solution to the economic crisis, and that we will pay our taxes to a new global bank that will set world interest rates and set world currency prices in the nations controlled by the Anglo-American establishment. They have built the FEMA camps. It's now mainstream news that they're for the American people. The 20,000 combat troops are training for gun confiscation. The Army War College admits their new mission is engaging the American people. Obama promised, and his chief of staff wrote a book about it and gave interviews saying 18 to 24, you'll be forced to serve in a new domestic military. The Pentagon, without a law, just announced a new million-person domestic army they're going to form, forcing all young people to be part of it. Now, that's in their documents. The public push for all of this is, oh, we're going to make you work at soup kitchens for the people. You're not against soup kitchens. And, oh, the army's going to help at car wrecks on the side of the roads fight DWIs. You're not for drunk drivers, are you? So that's the public push, but in the documents, it's all admitted. They have the most draconian victim disarmament known as gun control bills ever introduced. To register all American gun owners, to license, psychological test, federal testing. The attorney general's announcing that he'll just try to ban any guns he wishes just by him signing orders, all semi-autos. They're announcing no fly list. that anybody that's on that, over a million people, won't be able to own a gun. No judge, no jury, just a blacklist. At state levels, they're going after people. The BATF's going after gun shop dealers. They're trying to stop importation. If you thought Bill Clinton was bad, this is nothing. Newsweek's announcing we're now socialist. They're taking over the churches. The stimulus plan is socialized health care, telling doctors what procedures they can do, what they can. If you're over 55, they're going to ration your health care. Word for word, I have the bill. It's in Bloomberg with the links to it. Larry Pratt has written about this, covered this. He's the head of Gun Owners of America. The good news is now 10 states are moving. California and Colorado, and I did check into it. It's true. Decade 1994 passed a law saying 10th Amendment. But it's already there in the 10th Amendment. Other legislatures like New Hampshire have bills that that say if there's gun confiscation, if there's martial law, this is HCR 6, that they're going to declare sovereignty and basically fight the feds if need be. The feds have been seized by offshore banks. Larry Pratt, they are making their move in Obama's first 200 days. Thank you for joining us. Can you comment on just the overall picture? And then let's get into what's happening with the Second Amendment.
Well, we might be thinking that they're going to move first on legislation, and they might. I'm not quite as sure that, as I was earlier, that they wouldn't want to put their own folks on record voting for gun control, because Obama had, within hours of his inauguration, on the White House website, whitehouse.gov, a call for the renewal of the Clinton gun ban. That's something that I'm still not sure whether he intended just as some raw meat for his base or whether he actually expects to move in the Congress, putting guys' feet to the fire, recorded votes before the next congressional elections, which theoretically, quite possibly, could jeopardize his party's control of the Congress. On the other hand, since he's become president, I've become more aware of just how much of a willingness he has to exhibit his thuggishness, that he is a guy who's rather ignorant of a number of things, but as is the case with many arrogant people, ignorance seems to be quite happily coexisting with the arrogance. So I'm not sure, as I was, that he's not going to move legislatively. But that being said, administratively, he's got a wide open field. He's got an attorney general who's a gun grabber par excellence, Eric Holder. Right now, as I'm sure you've commented on more than once, there's a huge spike in guns and ammo sales. Well, of course, ammo sales don't require any federal paperwork at this time. But what if a dealer manages to get in a bunch of guns that have been back-ordered for a long time, which is the back-ordering is what's going on for a number of popular calibers, and he can't sell you the gun anyway? Well, why not, you ask? I got my money, you got the gun. What's the problem? Well, I need copies of the 4473 that the government makes me have you fill out so they can register your name. And I'm running out of copies. Well, you say, well, man, that's no problem. Go make some copies on your copy machine. I see it right over there. No, I'm not allowed to do that. I have to only get them from the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives themselves. This is a cute little game that's being played, and dealers from around the country are reporting that they are running out of forms, and that somehow the Bureau just can't seem to manage to get the forms out there in the field. And, of course, you're not allowed to make your own.
Unbelievable. This is the first time I've heard of this. Is this breaking news?
It's been going on it's been building. You know, at first there were a few dealers complaining about it. Now it's becoming a more general complaint. Dealers have even, I know in the state of Maryland, had some meetings about it. But I've had reports from out in the West, everywhere. So this is something that's percolating down there among the gun stores. And I guess it's just such a stupid bureaucratic problem that people can't quite believe.
Well, we know it's on purpose. I had Aaron Zeltman on a few days ago, and he said flat out, he said he thinks Obama's going to stage a mass shooting or they're going to line some lunatic up to do it. The economy's falling apart. All these top government people are saying they believe there's going to be riots everywhere. The Icelandic government fell. If there are riots breaking out, the answer is more guns, not less. Look at the Koreans in the L.A. riots,
right,
stopping the rioting in their area when the police stood down. So I just want to get it out there up front. We don't want to see New Orleans, too, but nationwide, where they don't come and give you aid, but the army comes and takes your guns. Can you speak to that and speak to the fact that they're announcing NORTHCOM and the Army War College are saying 20,000 combat troops to engage the American people, and their new mission is engaging the people?
Well, if they take people's guns when the people are simply doing what they were doing after Katrina, guarding their property, they're going to have a little problem, because the soldiers or the FBI agents or the marshals, whoever it might be, will be individually liable if they are working under, quote, color of law of the federal government. They're going to be personally liable for a lawsuit. This is a measure that was enacted into law thanks to Louisiana Senator David Vitter and then Representative Bobby Jindal, now the governor of Louisiana. And it says not only would the law enforcement official be personally liable for legal expenses his department couldn't pay, what could easily be tens of thousands of dollars to defend him, but if there were a monetary settlement, because this would be a civil complaint, it's not a criminal charge, but if there were a monetary settlement, it'd be his house on the block. It would be his retirement on the block. It couldn't come out.
But under PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and others, it says if the president says all the laws are suspended, Congress can't even be involved. Now, that's obviously unconstitutional, but NORTHCOM doesn't care. I mean, we are heading towards a constitutional crisis.
Well, it would take us right back to the kind of government we had under Abraham Lincoln, who also had a similar disregard for the Constitution. He was arresting members of state legislatures, tried to arrest members of the Supreme Court of the state of Maryland, exiled, literally exiled, a member of Congress, Van Lanningham, from Ohio, who didn't agree with him. This was a guy who just rode roughshod over the Constitution at the very time when the protections of the Constitution are most needed during a crisis. That's, of course, when tyrants say, oh, well, we have to be given absolute powers. You know, I've taunted anti-gunners in the past when they were for violating privacy, when they wanted to make it easier to get convictions, when they wanted to do a number of things like that. I said, well, why don't you just get rid of all the Bill of Rights? Wouldn't that make government much more efficient? And at least at that time, 2 or 3 years ago, it kind of embarrassed them. But from what you're saying with this kind of a presidential directive, they're past being embarrassed.
Does it give you a ray of sunshine to know that upwards of 10 states are moving to declare sovereignty, and in the bills they're saying things like, we're not going along with your martial law, we're not going along with gun confiscation, we're not going along with national compulsory service?
These are good first steps. They need to be obviously made a lot more specific, have teeth put in them. They need to state, as the pre-war between the states laws did, making it a null law, the fugitive slave law, so that if a federal marshal tried to enforce fugitive slave law, arrested a slave, say, in Illinois, the laws there said, you're guilty of kidnap. You just broke the law. You can't enforce that law. That law's a null and void here. Now, when we get legislatures and governors to that point, then they will be tangibly moving to protect the liberties of the people. The Montana legislature had something somewhat of that in mind when they announced before the Supreme Court decision on the D.C. gun ban that, hey, if you flub this one, we're out of here. I can spell out. They said it a little bit more.
Yeah, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that and talk about solutions so we can circle the wagons and not just defend the Second Amendment, but take ground back that we've lost. Also, I was just, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I was looking on screen. They had Gun Owners of America website up, and I saw an article up there. Billions of dollars for MoveOn.org and Acorn with our tax money to fund gun grabbing.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Pratt, that the gun grabbers were coming, that they were the only real gun organization, that the NRA was actually founded and carries out gun control. He read all their quotes, the documents. And a lot of people thought, oh, Bush is in, everything's fine. And now you're seeing what's happening. Join Gun Owners of America today. Larry, give folks the phone number and the website for people to join or at least get on the free email alerts list so that, I mean, we can defend the Second Amendment.
Well, the phone number toll-free is 888 888- six guns. That's 888-886, and then the letters G-U-N-S. But the easiest way to get to us is the web, gunowners.org. And if you go there, you can get a free subscription to our email alerts, and those enable people to fire off email to their members of Congress. I don't know what we're going to be able to stop, but I can tell you that we know from past that even when they continue to do bad things, we see them backing off, we see them slowing down, we see them putting aside some of their agenda when they realize that they're building opposition. So I would encourage people to take advantage of that, gunowners.org and the email alert. It's a freebie, and it's one of the ways they can really be sure that they're going to be fighting to keep their guns.
Yeah, I mean, I asked people a year ago on show after show, at least go sign up for the free email alert. The NRA is not going to give you these, and I'm not attacking NRA members. We're stating the historical fact. It's a Judas goat, and Larry would never go on air and really try to bash and do that, but he started doing it a year ago, and because he went over the history, their quotes, they helped pass the 68 Gun Control Act that started all this instant check and registration we have today. And the Second Amendment is on a razor's edge right now, and they're not even sending the forms out to most of the gun dealers now. The guns are selling out. They're moving against the Second Amendment. You need to be members. They need financial support. They're the only real lobbyists we've got on the Hill. Larry Pratt, give them the number again and tell them how much the memberships cost.
It's all at $20, and you can call and get information for membership at 888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then the letters G-U-N-S. Or they can simply go to gunowners.org, and in addition to that free subscription for the email alerts, anybody can join up there also at that same website, $20. We'd be happy to have them sign up for time payments or full payment as a life member. But we just would like to be able to pay the rent. As a friend of mine said, you can't save the world if you can't pay the rent.
Larry, folks weren't listening last year, but I was talking during the break. A lot of folks are joining now, or at least signing up for the free email alerts, because they now understand we weren't playing games. And we told them last year, the BATF, it radically expanding its size, its new building, its harassment. I mean, they are coming for the guns.
Give you another example of what's being done administratively. We were successful in blocking Mike Sullivan, a U.S. attorney from Boston and a personal friend of Ted Kennedy. Well, I'm not sure for how much longer, because Kennedy seems to be in poor health. But in any case, Sullivan was the acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And during his hearing to be the full-time permanent director, kind of an appointment as the same as the FBI head, Ted Kennedy said that he looked forward to working with Sullivan on gun control. Well, we were successful in blocking Mike Sullivan from getting a permanent job as the head of the BATFE. But on his way out, on the 14th of January, 6 days before the inauguration of the Messiah, the BATFE filed a notice of proposed rulemaking, which Gun Owners of America will be addressing well before the expiration of time. And in that, it does something that they had been seeking legislatively, because they arguably would have somewhat more justification by law, although there is no law that can justify anything that the BATFE does, because it's an unconstitutional entity. But in any case, this proposed rule would let any unnamed, uncounted bureaucrat in Boise, in Fort Lauderdale, whatever field office that the Bureau might have, yank a dealer's license, and that would be the final word. Well, there goes your, due process. There's not even necessarily any standard procedures.
Stay there. Do five more minutes. What's on the side? I want to finish up with this and talk about solutions. But that's what they're wanting to pass, a bill where Holder can just ban any guns he wants. It gives him this imperial power. So we see everything being converted to the agencies under the National Security Council having this new unlimited power. Larry Pratt's our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Leaves us, and I'm going to take five calls, cover a news story, take five calls, cover a news story. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. We have an hour and 27 minutes left in this transmission. Larry, I saw him triple the size of the BATFE. I saw him build the biggest federal building anywhere in D.C. I saw Bush support the assault weapons ban. I would have gun show, people argue with me, or the guy at a gun shop argue with me, saying I was a liar. I knew they were harassing gun shops and dealers. I knew they were using extrajudicial, just executive bureaucratic authority to do this. We're just talking about Holder with a bill introduced to give him unlimited power to ban any guns he wants. It says it in the bill. National registration, national federal testing, psychological records, misdemeanors, can't own a gun, no fly list, can't have a gun. Well, they just put over a million Americans innocently on those, a blacklist. All of this is happening, and I keep trying to tell the listeners. Now I guess they're finally listening, record gun sales, but a lot of places they can't buy them. See, I've gotten emails about that, but Larry Pratt wasn't telling me, and I didn't have time to track it down, about how a lot of these gun shops can't even sell guns now because they won't send them the yellow forms. I want to put the call out again to listeners, because JPFO makes films, writes books, is more of a think tank studying the gun grabbers, and I know you work with them. Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, It's one of the only national organizations other than you, but it's small. You've got 250-something thousand members next to the NRA's 2 or 3 million. It's always changing. And when we say the NRA, and I want you briefly to go into this, but then finish up your story from earlier first about just the bureaucracy, you know, saying we can shut down any gun show or gun shop we want without an arrest, without an indictment, without a claim, just we yank your license, kind of like Americans can't own guns on the new terror watch list, and there's Homeland Security says you won't be able to buy or sell, your credit cards are going to be turned off. You're like, how do I get off this list? Haven't paid taxes, they're going to turn it off. It's not just the no-fly list, folks, it's a database. There's a lot I'm throwing out here. The point is, one more time, gunowners.org and the toll-free number, if people don't get a $20 membership, if they don't sign up for the free alerts, if they don't become life members, you're the only real big group we've got that I know is good and I know is lobbying and I know has a track record and I know it's always been you guys that have beaten stuff. It hasn't been the NRA. And the people got to know this. So tell folks how to join.
Well, get information through the mail sent to you by calling our toll-free number, 888-886-GUNS, or 888, and then 886, and the letters G-U-N-S. But for most people, I think, who have a computer, definitely easiest to go to gunowners.org. There they can get both the email alerts, which is a freebie, and then they can sign up as a member. They'll get a newsletter. They'll get legislative mailings on some of the more proactive projects that we're working on that are not as time-sensitive as the ones that are dealt with by the email, which are things that just come up all of a sudden and have a very short fuse on them. And it'll be things that we just don't even, we can't even mail on. There's so many things going on like this. I'm not sure whether we'll ever get to the mail on this notion that the dealers can be shut down now by some unnamed, unspecified, faceless bureaucrat, thousands of them throughout the country, pulling their licenses on really nothing type of complaints. And we've talked about it before. Maybe that they let three or four customers do an abbreviation for Baltimore, BLTO, instead of writing it out, Baltimore.
Yeah, they're coming in, and they're white glove inspecting everything. They're shutting down gun shops everywhere. They've introduced bills to shut down the gun shows, private transfer. But you're saying this was done as he left. They just did it by fiat. No law in Congress. No nothing. This is going on now. Now the gun shops are even in more terror.
Right. It's a proposed rule. There's something sometime in April is the deadline for filing comments. We're not going to suggest that most of our members would enjoy writing directly to the Bureau, but we are going to make it so that they can do a little reining of email and comment to their members of Congress, so their members of Congress realize that if they don't do something about this, this is just going to be one more reason not to vote for them in 2 years.
Well, absolutely. On the subject, just briefly, the NRA, just give people a snapshot of the of what you've covered in the past, that this really is a gun control group.
Well, the biggest disappointment was their complete blindness to the Veterans Disarmament Act, as we called it, because it targeted veterans first. You can lose your right to keep and bear arms without even a smidgen of due process. No trial, no jury, no real judge, no real court, no lawyer, no expert witnesses, no cross-examination, no confronting your adversary, your accuser. Just you go before some bureaucrat. And you don't even go before him, actually. In the case of the veterans, if they get a diagnosis that says they have something like post-traumatic stress disorder, that they might be a danger to self or others, boom, they've just lost their gun rights. Again,
and Holder has said they're going to expand this to everybody and even get juvenile crime records and juvenile psychology records. Most of America has been sent to a psychologist at one time or the other because they advertise it's the thing to do. It's over.
The bill that we call the Veterans Disarmament Act, which I repeat, was simply named that by us because they were the first in the crosshairs. But as you're saying, all they need to do is appropriate the money that was authorized in that bill, and they're going to come after everybody else's medical records. It doesn't matter whether they were a veteran or not. All they have to do is have some indication that, as you say, you've been to a psychiatrist, and he has found in some way that a diagnosis that might make you a danger to self or others. Well, that might could be perhaps 1%.
And they do that. They do that for everybody because they tell people go to it. And they go to get you on insurance. I'm going to give you this diagnosis. There's literally close to 1,000 different ones.
Sure.
Even criticizing the government, seen as a mental illness. Now they have over 100 designations there. And this isn't your opinion. In the bill that the current White House chief of staff introduced last year, when he was in the House of Representatives from Illinois. And he supported the total Chicago gun ban, the D.C. gun ban.
Sure.
Holder argued before the Supreme Court for a total gun ban. I mean, this is what they do. They've introduced that bill again, and I know you know this, but for the audience, that says you'll be federally tested and federally licensed, and all your psychological records must be provided by you in indentured servitude. You go before a federal board. That's how they basically banned guns in New York 30, 40 years ago, saying, oh, you can get a gun once you go to our board, once you get a psychological test, and then they just don't have the board meet once every 6 months and you can't get on the list, so through bureaucracy you never get the gun.
And even if they give you an opinion, what do? You don't have a court trial there. You don't have any due process there. You're flat out of luck. It's just some folks that have some process that you may not even be aware of, and they render an opinion and says, we don't find you fit to own a gun.
Now, they do that by fiat.
Yeah.
When you can't get a gun, then you call, then you got to file paperwork, pay for a lawyer yourself, and then maybe get a hearing with a kangaroo court.
It'll be a kangaroo court because it'll be a hearing that considers a record that's already been produced by this body that screwed you to begin with. It's not as if you go into a court where you're supposed to have a clean slate. The government is accusing you. The burden of proof is on them. And then you start from there to build a record in a normal trial proceeding. The trial that they'll be talking about is more like an appeal where the only thing that can be considered is the record brought in from the lower, quote, court. Well, since they've already got about, for instance, when the BATFE does this right now to dealers with their administrative law procedures, there's a 95% zapping of the dealer. So if a poor dealer wants to appeal to a federal court, even though the law says the court's supposed to give him that brand new trial, they don't. They accept the record of the bureaucrats.
So what's happening? So they're putting our entire Second Amendment into a bureaucratic system, expanding the narrow bureaucratic powers they got under the 68 Gun Control Act to fully savage the Second Amendment outside any judicial system.
Outside is the key, because that was supposed to be short of the bullet box. The jury box was supposed to be our ultimate defense of our free society, of our free state, to use the term of the Second Amendment. And if the jury isn't even involved, they're so afraid of us that even though they often feed us like mushrooms and get juries to do things that if the jurors really knew what was going on, they wouldn't rule the way they do. But they don't even want to take that chance, and so they just bypass the jury altogether, because when you go into that federal court, the jury's never going to, if there is a jury, they're never going to hear any of your real case, because that's already been, quote, presented at the lower court, and they got it all structured and jiggered against you. A kangaroo court is a very apt description.
Well, the good news is, I've seen the numbers from the FBI, 45%, no, 44%, the previous highest record, now 4 months running with guns being purchased and ammo being purchased. And if they try to, with this bureaucratic thing, not a lot of people have the forms, that's just going to make people understand how real this is. And so I think they're overreaching right now, and I think it's going to backfire, because I've seen the polls. You're more aware of this than I am. But back in the 70s and 80s, they brainwashed close to half the public to support more reasonable and, quote, gun control. But since then, I see most of the polls, 70, 75, 80%.
Correct.
The young people are into it. Liberals I know are buying guns. They learned mistrust of government under Bush. Now they're starting to not trust Obama. People are really fundamentally getting it now, and we're winning the hearts and minds in the gun culture, the Second Amendment culture this country was founded on. You know, it all started, folks, when the Redcoats came to take the guns. I think we're going to kick their ass. I'm sorry to use that term.
Well, I hope that's correct. I see what you're talking about, you're not making that up. On the other hand, we can't forget that the government schools have been doing their job, and they've been cranking out lots of voters that think it's really cool to vote against freedom, against liberty. I have no idea what a
bill. Sure, but my point is, I'm not saying we're even winning. We're showing some fight. We're growing. They're moving against us. And I'm telling folks, this is the fight. This is 1776 part two.
True. That, in that sense, I think you are correct, and I would agree, because they are going to substantially alienate a significant minority of the American people. And the arrogance that I've seen in Obama, which seems to go along with his South Chicago thuggishness, could very well end up turning people off. And, well, let's hope so.
Well, the left, he's gone back on every promise to them. We're starting to see cracks in the facade as they realize he's bought and paid for by the very same interest. You know, what I'm getting at here, Larry Pratt, is I don't want them to come after the guns, but I know they've been creeping around trying it forever. And in a way, part of me just says, you know what? Let's go ahead and get this show on the road. You know what? You just want to keep pushing and pushing. I know how the country was founded. I know how it's going to be founded again. You can't help it. You're going to use the military against the Second Amendment. The military is going to come over to our side, and we're going to arrest every one of you foreign bankers that have been running your scams, and we're going to try you with a jury of your peers, and you're going to the hooscow.
Well, better sooner than later, because they are, in the long run, working a very effective plan to dumb down the American people. And if they overplay their hand now, better now than sometime in the future. I quite agree that sooner rather than later would be to our favor.
Yeah, let's get the show on the road, whether that be peaceful or whatever it is. Let's defend the Republic to the end. Larry Pratt, I want to really thank you for spending time with us in these very, very dark days. But we will continue. We will continue to track all of this at Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And folks can also call the 703-321-8585 number. Is that good as well?
That'll work too. And that's what people often call if they have some question about a legislative issue. That's where our policy guys are.
And folks, don't think they're omnipresent. If you see gun bills introduced at your state level or federal, or you see things going on, or you see gun grabbers giving anti-American speeches, let Gun Owners of America know, because they're on YouTube now and Facebook, and they got a Web 2.0 site, and they're in, they are kicking hind end. And Larry Pratt, it's just great being associated with you. God bless you.
Well, same here. Thanks so much, Alex.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America. I want to go to your phone calls. We're going to do that in the next segment. I'm kind of like somebody who's got to clean the garage out, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't want to get started on this. I'm procrastinating, and then I get started, and you finally clean the garage out when it comes to covering this news. I mean, this is horrifying. People, I don't try to get up here and make the government look bad. I don't try to get up here and explain just how serious it is. It's so much worse than I could even explain to you. I mean, I've got Bloomberg right here. And I couldn't believe it this morning, and I went and looked up the bills, because they're always adding new stuff to the bailout. Excuse me. And the government will decide what health care you get, even if you have insurance. There'll be rationing of people 55 or older. Give me a close shot somewhere. How about that camera over there? I want to show people this article, or we could just punch it up on screen. Ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan. And I want you to go read this, and then I want you to go to the bill itself and read it for yourself. Then it says it's the British model to be adopted, where if you're older, you will not be given the treatments you need. Medicare, Medicaid, you name it. I mean, you thought socialist health care was bad. People are like, oh, I want free health care. It isn't free, Jack. Once you're in a socialist system, everybody's like, don't treat those old people. They're taking all the money. I only want it for me. And then they can play the population off against each other. It's all in here. I'm going to get to that after calls. The faith-based stuff. This article out of Newsweek. I mean, you can't. this is telling you how great socialism is and how wonderful it is. This isn't socialism. Trillions of dollars to offshore banks to then come back and loan the government its own money back at interest, and to come in and buy off your cities, and Acorn is going to get $2 billion from Obama. And Bush was doing all this too, you know, to all these groups. These are rent-a-mobs that the media and the news can point at and say, oh, you know, there's our constituents. And national drafts and all of this stuff. Man, I can repeat it over and over again. It makes my head spin. You heard Larry Pratt saying he can't keep track of it all now either. They're just hitting us from every side. But the good news is it's so unconstitutional. It's so classically tyrannical, despotic, authoritarian. It's so classically evil. And you've got the politicians that comes out in the news. 65% or more of Congress doesn't pay income taxes. The bankers don't pay. Fortune 500 companies don't pay taxes. Their employees do. They don't pay taxes. They wrote the laws for themselves. It's foreign banks have hijacked the country. It's an illegitimate government. People email me and go, you right-wing bastard, we're going to get you. You don't like Obama. Hey, idiots, I wrote the book on attacking George Bush. But he's a puppet and so's Obama. See, pass that to the bankers. Don't be a sucker.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we are back live. Let's Let's go to your phone calls. Al in New York, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
How you doing? I'm 24 years old, and I've been following the alternative media and your fight against the New World Order, and it inspired me to go into college and take up political science. I was wondering, how can I use that degree to help people and fight the New World Order?
Well, I'm not saying it's bad for you to go to college, but you'll just get in massive debt, and they'll teach you a false political paradigm with most political science degrees, but that can also, you know, help you with that perspective of the false map they download into your brain, basically. I wouldn't wait to go get a political science degree to go out and warn people and wake people up. But, I mean, I don't think it's bad for you to get a degree. But, I mean, you're just not going to find a lot of work in government if you're opposing their criminal operations.
So do you suggest journalism? Because I thought about that, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, the old media is imploding because people know they're a pack of criminal liars or a pack of people spinning things. I mean, I started taking RTF in college, but I went and started an Access TV show, and 6 months later had a weekend show, and 6 months after that had a daily show, and a year after that had a syndicated show. So, I mean, it's just best to go out and do it. It's best to start a website now or get with somebody and work with them and, you know, go out and do citizen reports and then get a sponsor or two and just do it that way. I mean, it's best to not wait in life. It's best to, you know, just bust your hind end now and start reporting on things now.
I see. Thanks a lot for your advice, Alex.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Ken in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello,
Mom.
Sir. Yes, you are.
Sorry. I have two questions. The first one, have you heard of the Continental Congress?
I know that they had a Continental Congress in 1775.
Sorry, they're forming one right now, and I think they're going to have a meeting between now and March the 1st, and I encouraged everyone to get involved because they're going to try to find a way over a period of a month to
bring talking
back
about
the Republic, because right now we
have... Yeah, you're talking about a con. You're talking about they want to try to amend the Constitution. Yes, they only need two more states to get it done.
If you go to WeThePeopleFoundation.org, it explains everything. They're going to get together in the Constitutional Hall across from the Independence Hall.
Oh, you're saying, Bob.
Like us, three from each state, to work on a way to start going by the Constitution and bring our republic back. We're talking about citizens. We're not talking about...
No. You're talking about Bob Schultz separately doing those, and that's fine. There's been a lot of citizen Continental Congresses. I think really we have the legislatures already there with the authority. We need to go in and have the legislatures say, you know, the federal government is now bankrupt and foreign and has been hijacked, and the states need to vote to reconstitute the federal government and have these people arrested. We need to have state grand juries start indictments. I'm not poo-pooing Bob Schultz. We need to get him back on. I haven't been on in years. It's just that meeting across from the, you know, in Philadelphia or whatever, and coming up with a plan, I think that's fine, too. But, I mean, right now we've got 10 states moving to declare sovereignty. It was 7 last week or 8 last week.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you know or maybe your listeners know. These new converter boxes, a lot of people I know are wanting to get them. Do they have a microphone in them to spy on people like some of the cable boxes do? Or does you know or does anybody
know? The Scientific Atlantic boxes have a microphone. Google now with the cameras and microphones on computers does dial in with an AI computer and record everything going on in your house. They admit that. I don't know if the converter boxes do, because the converter boxes are not two-way, so I would imagine they don't. It's a cable box or a TiVo two-way systems that are surveilling what you watch and what you do, and many of the models physically watching you and surveilling you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Ken. Dan, Kurt, Greg, Mike, and many others. More of your calls straight ahead. In the fourth hour, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.